Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting 9th. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Warner steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner scores. McManus moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins throws to second for one, and Tavener throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rice scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball towards right. Rice catches it and throws to first to double up Wingo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Crowder reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Gerber moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke is hit by the pitch. Don Hankins now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Gerber scores. Crowder scores. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball towards center. Wingo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wingo. Rice moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Ken Holloway now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-3, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Dixon tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Browns. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a line drive into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Crowder. Tavener moves to second. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Basler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. McManus moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. McManus scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 10-6, Browns. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 10-7, Browns. Winbaloo now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Fothergill scores. One out. It's 10-8, Browns. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-3 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Tavener moves to second. Art Rubel pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Tavener scores. Rubel goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves to third. It's Tigers, 10, Browns, 10. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Warner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Josh Billings now pitching. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bennett for the out. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Winbaloo. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller pinch runs for Wally Shang. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a fly ball towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McManus strikes out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.